It's about the question, can a sitting president use his governmental power to overturn the will of the people? I mean, that really is what this is about. And it's actually a fundamental and really critical question. We've been waiting for some more than two and a half years really on this now. But as importantly, there have been a couple of indictments, but those are all peripheral. This is about other issues. This is the core question of what it is that a president should do when we're talking about elections and about the transfer of power from one president to another.
It's the third indictment for Trump filed since March. As you mentioned, there were these other indictments, but they were kind of peripheral, which sets the stage for a pretty bizarre 2024 presidential race. Through all his legal challenges, Trump remains the GOP frontrunner. Can he legally continue to run for president if he is convicted on any of these charges?
No. No, it can't. Actually, what's interesting about this, I realize there's the ability of an appeal, but I think what's going to happen is this, is that if you're indicted, and this is really the question, if you're indicted, can this stop it? The answer is no.
I've heard that other analysts have said that, you know, technically if he can still run, but you're saying if he's convicted.
Well, yeah, I mean, no, he can absolutely run. I mean, see, this is the problem, and this is what makes this so difficult. This is all new ground. We have never seen this before. And I mean, if we fall back on this broader question of can a sitting president do what he has done? Because we have never seen anything like this before, this is completely untested law. Nobody really knows what a president can or cannot do. Not really, because normally, and I've been a lawyer for 25 years, and both on the prosecution side and on the defense side of this. And what I can tell you is that we all lean into something called precedent. This idea of what has happened in the past will tell us and guide us into the future. Well, our problem that we have here is that you can have a statute, you can have an ordinance, you can have a constitutional amendment, you can have all sorts of things that tell you where you think you're supposed to go. But the problem is it's usually how the courts have handled it that tell you what it actually means. And in this case, it's never happened before.
Trump is due in a Washington, D.C. federal courtroom on Thursday. What are you expecting?
Well, in a case like this, and this is big picture now, my expectation is this is going to be pushed out past the election. It may not happen yet, but that's what I think is coming. I think what we're going to see is that I know that Jack Smith has already said he wants this to happen quickly. He wants to see results. But I think realistically, when you talk about how big this is, I think it's unlikely that we're going to see this before the election.